Chapter 9, text 17.
Devintas skyrius, 17 tekstas.
Pitaham asya jagato, mata dhata pitamaha, vidyam pavitram omkara, riksama yajur eva cha.
Aš esu šios visatos tėvas, motina, ramstis ir prosenis. Aš pažinimo objektas, skaistintojas ir skiemo om. Aš taip pat Rig, Sama ir Jadžur Vedos. Komentaras. Visas judančias ir nejudančias kosmoso apraiškas gimdo įvairialybė Krišnos energijų veikla. Gyvendami materialiame pasaulyje užmesgame ryšius su gyvosiomis esybėmis, kurios yra nekas kita, kaip Krišnos ribinė energija. Prakriti, kūrybos dėka, kai kurios iš jų tampa mūsų tėvų, motina, senelių kūrėjų ir taip toliau. Tačiau iš tikrųjų jos yra sudėtinės Krišnos dalelės. Todėl tos gyvosios esybės, kurios tariamai yra mūsų tėvas, motina, etc., yra niekas kitas kaip Krišna. Posmo žodis dhata reiškia kūrėjas. Ne tik mūsų tėvas ir motina, bet ir jų kūrėjai, senelis ir senelė, etc. Sudėtinės Krišnos dalelės irgi yra Krišna. Iš tikrųjų, kiekviena gyva esybė, būdama sudėtinė Krišnos dalelė, yra Krišna. Taigi, Krišna vienintelis visų vedų tikslas. Visa tai, ką norime sužinoti iš vedų, yra nekas kita, kaip žingsnis Krišnos pažinimo link. Tai, kas mums padeda apsivalyti ir suvokti konstitucinę padėtį, yra tikrų tikriausias Krišna. Smalsi gyvoji esybė, norinti suprasti visus vedų principus, irgi yra sudėtinė Krišnos dalelė, ir todėl ji taip pat Krišna. Dažnai vedų mantrose sutinkamas žodis om. Jis vadinasi pranava, transcendentiniai garso virpesiai. Jis irgi yra Krišna. Kadangi pranava arba omkara. Pranama arba omkara labai dažnai kartojasi visų keturių vedų Sama, Jadžur, Rig ir Adharva himnuose. Tai suprantama, kad jos yra Krišna.
Pitaham asya jagato, mata dhata pitamaha, vidyam pavitram omkara, riksama yajur eva cha.
Aš esu šios visatos tėvas, motina, ramstis ir prosenis. Aš pažinimo objektas, skaistintojas ir skiemo om. Aš taip pat Rig, Sama ir Jadžur Vedos.
Here, Krishna, among other things, identifies himself as the father. The concept of accepting God as the father is, of course, prominent in the Christian mode of religion. Here Krishna also claims himself as the mother.
Čia taip pat Krishna laiko save kaip apreiškia save kaip mama, kaip motina.
In India there is a sect of worshippers who accept the mother as the supreme.
Ir Indijoje yra tokia reiškia sekta, kuri priima motiną kaip aukščiausiąją.
They worship Durga or the material energy as supreme.
Materialią aukščiausią energiją.
She is often referred to as Mataji.
Ir jie kreipiamasi kaip į Mataji.
You will see pictures of Durga Devi.
Jūs galite pamatyti Durga Devos paveiksliukus.
With 10 hands.
Su 10 rankų.
Riding on a tiger.
Jojančią ant tigro.
And they'll put the sign Jai Mataji or Jai Matadi.
Ir jie užrašo Jai Mataji or Jai Matadi.
They conceive of mother as supreme.
Ir jie laiko ją motina kaip aukščiausiai.
But Krishna is the father and mother of everybody.
Tačiau Krishna yra ir tėvas ir motina mūsų visų.
What do we think of when we think of a father?
O kas mes galvojame, kas yra tėvas?
One of the things we might think of is someone who's somewhat fearful. Someone who's fearsome. Inspires, it makes us feel fearful.
O Krishna mus inspiruoja
būti. Not Krishna, a father.
Tėvas, reiškia, mus inspiruoja būti tikinčiais.
Does everyone feel When your children, you felt like that about your father, a little afraid?
Ar jūs bijote, kai esate vaikai savo tėvo?
Is it?
Ar taip?
No? He doesn't punish you when you do something wrong?
Ar jūs nebaudžia jūsų, kai jūs ką nors blogai padarot?
That's why all the kids are so wild these days.
Taigi, todėl visi vaikai yra truputį laukiniai.
But in that, in the Christian tradition, this is very strongly emphasized.
Bet Indijoje krikščionių tradicija yra labai stipriai pabrėžta.
That you have to fear God.
Jūs turite bijoti Dievo.
Otherwise, God will punish you.
Nes kitu atveju Dievas nubaus jus.
By sending you to burn in hell forever.
Nusiųs jus amžinai degti pragare.
That's why I stopped being a Christian.
Todėl aš nustojau būti krikščioniu.
There's not a place to put your burn. There's one book by a famous atheist, British so-called philosopher, Bertrand Russell.
Yra viena žymi knyga britų, vadinama Bertrand Russell.
Bertrand Russell. You haven't heard his name. He's a prominent British atheist of the early 20th century. So he wrote a book called Why I Am Not a Christian.
Ir jisai parašė knygą, kodėl gi aš nesu krikščionis.
Which was quite bold in those days to write such a book.
Ir tai buvo drąsus žingsnis tais laikais parašyti tokią knygą.
Considering that most of the British people were staunchly Christian.
Atsižvelgiant į tai, kad visi dauguma britų žmonės buvo griežti kieti krikščionys.
So one of the things he wrote is that, well, what kind of merciful God is this if he sends you to burn in hell forever?
Ir vienas iš dalykų, kurį jisai rašė, jis rašė tai, kad kokia gi Dievo malonė, jeigu jisai smerkia žmogų amžinai degti pragare.
So actually it's a fact that Christianity in many ways has done a bad propaganda job for God.
Taigi daugeliu atveju yra aišku, kad jie daro tiesiog blogą propagandą.
That's what I also thought, that if God is so unkind that he burns you in hell forever.
Taigi yra aišku, jeigu Dievas yra toks negailestingas, kad jis amžinai pasmerkia jus degti pragare.
I don't want to go to heaven, I'd rather go to hell and be with that such a person.
Aš nenoriu tokio Dievo, aš geriau neisi pragarą ir nebūsiu tokiu.
Even my own father, I mean, sometimes he punishes me, but he always gives me another chance.
Netgi mano paties tėvas, jis visada mane baudžia, kai aš nusikalstu, bet jis visada palieka man ir šansą.
And I can't think of anything I could do that would be so bad that he would send me to burn forever.
Ir niekad nebūna taip blogai, kad aš padaryčiau ką nors blogo, kad jisai mane nusiųstų į pragarą, kad aš amžinai degčiau jame.
So this is one of the attitudes one may have towards a father.
Tai yra vienas iš momentų santykių, kuriuos aš turiu su savo tėčiu.
Somewhat fearful.
Tokia baimė.
But generally we think of a father as loving, kind.
Bet bendrai mes galvojame apie tėvą kaip mylinti, švelnų,
who protects us,
kuris gina mus,
both mother and father.
Abudu, mama ir tėtis.
Mother means,
mama reiškia.
Actually, Prabhupada said that in this material world, the closest thing to pure love is a mother's love for her child.
Iš tikrųjų, Prabhupada sako, kad šiame pasaulyje arčiausiai meilės tai yra mamos meilė.
Because the mother especially simply gives herself to the child.
Nes mama ją duoda jau mums paprasčiausiai ją nuo vaikystės.
Without any personal consideration.
Be jokių asmeninių skaičiavimų.
That's why, in consideration of the different ways of serving the Lord, one of the topmost ways to serve Him is to become a parent of the Lord.
Ir vienas iš pagrindinių momentų tarnaujant Dievui, tai yra tapti jo
parents.
Jo tėvų.
Vatsalyaras. If we conceive of ourselves as children of God, that means we expect Him to provide for us.
Jeigu mes būsime, reiškia, turėsim tokį santykį kaip tėvas su vaiku, tai jis ir gins mus.
But if we take the position of the parents of God, then the parents, they simply serve the children.
O jeigu mes užimsime kaip tėvo padėtį, tai tėvai paprastai tarnauja savo vaikam.
They feel themselves to be protectors of the children.
Jie jaučia save, kad jie turi ginti vaikus.
So Krishna, actually he is the father and mother of everybody.
Taigi iš tikrųjų Krishna yra visų tėvas ir motina.
But sometimes he appears as the child of his devotee.
Ir kartais jis apsireiškia kaip savo atsidavusio vaikas.
Now it's very interesting. Krishna is presenting himself as the father and mother. Practically, he is, because he gives, by him, all living beings come into being.
Iš tikrųjų, jis toks ir yra, nes jo dėka žmonės gali ateina į šį gyvenimą.
We can also consider how Krishna is our protector, our kindest friend.
Mums gali rūpėti, kaip Krishna gina savo mielą draugą.
Why do people come to Krishna consciousness?
Kodėl žmonės ateina į Krishna sąmonę?
We find people come into Krishna consciousness, they have enough food, clothing, money.
Jie ateina į Krishna sąmonę, neturi pakankamai drabužių, pinigų.
They have enough opportunities for sense gratification.
Ir jie neturi pakankamai galimybių jausmų tenkinimui.
Then why do they come to Krishna consciousness?
Tai vat kodėl jie ateina į Krishna sąmonę?
What are they missing?
Kogi jie neturi?
In modern life they are advertising, if you have enough money and enough intoxication.
Šiame gyvenime, jeigu tu turi pakankamai pinigų ir pakankamai gali intoksikuoti.
If you can enjoy sense gratification in various ways, then you should be happy. But people are not happy. Why are they turning to Krishna? Because they're missing that kindness and affection and love. Even that is there in material life.
Net jeigu to, tas ir yra materialinė gyvenime.
The parents love the children and
tėvai myli vaikus.
Some affection is there.
Ir vis tiek yra kažkokia tai meilė, malonumas.
But people are looking for the affection.
Bet žmonės ieško affection.
Krishna, we are promoting Krishna as the kindest friend.
Ir jie laiko Krishna kaip pačiu geriausiu, maloniausiu draugu.
That person who, if we take shelter of, he will never let us down.
Tas, tas žmogus, kuriame mes randame prieglobstį, jis niekada nepasmerks mūsų.
So this is the culture we want to create within our society.
Taigi yra tokia kultūra, kurią mes norime sukurti savo sistemoje.
This is the society for Krishna consciousness.
Tai yra Krishna sąmonės sąjunga.
Now Krishna is the best friend of all living beings.
Krishna yra visų gyvų būtybių geriausias draugas.
He is the father, the mother, the grandsire, the support.
Senelis, palaikytojas.
In all respects, he is our best friend. You see, we are so much rejecting Krishna. Life after life, we are forgetting Krishna. But Krishna is not forgetting us. Krishna travels with us from body to body. And he's always trying to waken us to our original position of loving service to him. He's always ready to help us. Now, can you imagine if you try to be friends with someone and they reject you? You come up to them very kindly, very nicely, and they slap you in the face. Or they simply ignore you. So you won't be very happy. And most likely you'll think, to hell with that person. I don't want to have anything to do with
him.
Or you might try again.
Arba jūs galite vėl pabandyti.
Wait for a day or two and again try to approach them.
Dieną kitą ir vėl pamėginti prisertinti prie jo.
But then if they again reject you,
bet jeigu jis vėl atstums jūs,
then you're not likely to even want to try to help them.
Tai jūs jau net nebenorėsit padėti jam.
Now can you imagine Krishna has been accompanying us in different bodies? And he's always trying to wake us up to our loving constitutional position. But we are constantly ignoring him and rejecting him. Sometimes we even invent philosophies. There is no God. We are all God. I am God, you are God. I am the enjoyer. Ishvaraham aham bhogi. I am the controller, I am the enjoyer. So even though we are rejecting Krishna, Krishna is not rejecting us. And after millions of lifetimes of rejecting us, if we turn to him, he'll immediately. He will immediately turn to us and accept us. So how can there be a better friend than Krishna? So In our preaching, we're trying to bring people to Krishna consciousness.
Mūsų propagavimas ir stengiamės būti Krishna sąmoningi.
Preaching doesn't just mean we need more devotees to clean the pots. So let us make some devotees. We need more devotees to clean the pots.
Ai, mums nereikia daugiau atsidavusių, kad jie plautų puodus.
So let us make more devotees.
Taigi, nu, ateikite daugiau atsidavusių.
But preaching means to bring people to awaken people to their love of Krishna.
Kad propagavimas reiškia, kad pažadinti žmonės tą Krishna.
Which is the nectar for which we are always anxious.
Kuris yra nektaras, kurio mes visada trokštame.
Material life is dry.
Materialus gyvenimas yra sausas.
There's no nectar.
Nėra nektaro.
Why is that?
Kodėlgi taip?
There's no exchange of love.
Nėra pasikeitimo meilės.
There is, but that love is hollow and empty.
Bet ta meilė yra tokia sąlygota.
But Krishna consciousness means to awaken our real loving propensity.
Reiškia pažadinti mūsų tikrąją snaudžiančią meilę.
How was it that Prabhupada was able to attract so many people from all over the world?
Ir kaip jis atsitiko, kad Prabhupada patraukė tiek daug žmonių iš viso pasaulio?
Now there could be many answers to this question.
Gali būti daugybė atsakymų šį klausimą.
But basically, people found in Prabhupada someone they could take shelter of.
Bet pagrinde, kas patraukė žmonės, tai, kad jie rado prieglobstį jame.
Someone who really cared for them.
Tie, kurie iš tikrųjų jo ieškojo.
Prabhupada is the representative of Krishna.
Nes Prabhupada yra Krishnos atstovas.
His divine grace.
Jo dieviškoji malonė.
His divine grace means he carries the mercy of Krishna.
Reiškia, kad jisai neša Krishnos malonę.
Samsara davana alaludha loka tranaya karanya ghana ghanatvam praptasya kalyana gunar navasya vande guru shri charanarvinda. Krishna is like an ocean of transcendental auspicious qualities.
Krishna yra transcendentinių palankių kokybių vandenynas.
And the spiritual master is like a cloud that takes water from that ocean and sprinkles it on the people of the world who are burning in the fire of material life. So Krishna has unlimited transcendental auspicious qualities. But what is the most important of Krishna's qualities? Who knows? What? Yeah, Krishna's most important quality is his mercy on his devotees. So the spiritual master is the personification of that mercy, therefore he's called his divine grace. So people were attracted to Prabhupada because Prabhupada was the personification of Krishna's mercy.
Žmonės, kurie prisertino prie Prabhupados, jie rado jame Krishnos personifikaciją.
The Prabhupada was only thinking how to save people from the suffering of material life.
Kaip išgelbėti žmonės iš šito kančių kupino materialaus pasaulio.
He gave his time, his energy, his very blood to try to pick people up,
kad tik žmonės pakiltų,
to save them from their hellish birth and rebirth.
Pragariško gimimo ir mirties rato.
And of course, Prabhupada gave philosophy, he gave chanting. But what is it that brings everything to life? You may be an expert philosopher. Sometimes we see devotees, they are very expert in studying the philosophy. We see other devotees who are very expert in singing and leading kirtan. There are so many different qualities that devotees can develop by the mercy of
Krishna.
But the most important quality is that quality of compassion. Even now,
ir dabar,
in our movement, when we think of the
net ir dabar mūsų judėjime,
when we think of the old devotees, old disciples of Prabhupada,
kai mes pagalvojame apie senus Prabhupados mokinius,
there are two names that so many devotees remember with such great affection.
Du vardai, kuriuos atsidavę prisimena su didžiuliu
affection means love, yeah.
Su didele meile, tokiu
love is a very vague term, actually.
Yeah.
One is Vishnu Jan and the other is Jayananda. Have you heard these names? Because they practically they made so many devotees.
Bet, nes iš tikrųjų jie praktiškai pakėlė daug atsidavusių.
They made and they maintain so many devotees.
Jie tiesiog palaiko tiek daug atsidavusių.
See, to make them
padarė palaikė.
Maintain doesn't just mean feeding them.
Palaikė tai nereiškia, kad jisai maitino.
But help to keep their Krishna consciousness alive.
Bet padėjo jiems išlaikyti jų gyvą Krishna sąmonę.
It's one thing to make devotees, but to keep them is something else.
Vienas dalykas yra padaryti atsidavusių, bet juos išlaikyti yra kas kita.
Because there are many tests and trials.
Nes yra daugybė testų.
So Vishnu Jan and Jayananda are famous because they love the devotees so much.
Ir jie abudu yra be galo žymus, nes jie labai labai mylėjo atsidavusius.
And they set such a good example.
Ir jie rodė puikų pavyzdį.
They cared for the devotees. It's not like this love in the material world. You say love and you smile.
You
smile at someone and then you stab them in the back. They're actually concerned for keeping them alive in Krishna consciousness. Actually, Prabhupada said that our Krishna consciousness, our temples, there should be like a family.
Kad Krishna sąmonė yra šventyklos, kuriuose mes turime būti kaip viena šeima.
He said that the temple president should be like the father.
Ir sakė, kad šventyklos prezidentas turi būti kaip tėvas.
And the temple president's wife should be like the mother.
Ir šventyklos prezidentas turi būti kaip mama. Why? Ai.
That means you. You got a big job. You got a lot of children.
Ir šventyklos prezidento žmona kaip mama.
It means father and mother, they care for all the children.
Tai reiškia, kad tėvas ir mama rūpinasi visais vaikais.
They tell them what to do and what not to do.
Jie sako, ką daryti jiem ir ko nedaryti.
And sometimes the children don't behave properly.
O kartais vaikai nesielgia tinkamai.
But they tolerate that.
Bet jie toleruoja juos.
And teach them to be better.
Ir moko juos būti geresniais.
They set a good example.
Jie rodo savo gerą pavyzdį.
Especially young children. You remember when you were very young?
Atsimenu, kai jūs buvo labai maži.
I don't know, but especially boys, they look up to their fathers like a...
Aš nežinau, bet ypatingai berniukai,
think, oh, my father is so great, so wonderful.
O, mano tėtis toks didelis, toks nuostabus.
And actually, if the father is wonderful, if he's very good character,
tėvas, tikrai nuostabus, turi geras charakteristikas,
then the children will look up to him throughout their lives.
Tai vaikas per visą gyvenimą ir seks juo.
But many times in the modern age, the father...
Bet daugelio atveju šiame amžiuje tėvas...
He's a drunkard. Or he's keeping girlfriends or something. And when the children find out, they become disgusted. And disillusioned. So anyway, Prabhupada wanted this, he was saying, family atmosphere within our temples. That means a culture of caring. Culture of care, I don't
being
know.
Together, yeah? Like a family. Mm-hmm.
An ethos of caring for each other.
Mm-hmm.
Atmosphere. Atmosphere of caring. Actually, culture of caring.
Rūpestingumas.
Culture means the paradigm which governs the way we think and act.
Kultūra tai reiškia visą sritį, kaip mes galvojame, kaip mes elgiamės.
So that caring for the other devotees.
Ir tai yra dalyjama kitiems atsidavusiems.
Now, Prabhupada, he also said this is a pushing movement.
Tai Prabhupada sakė, tai yra toksai stumiamas judėjimas.
Prabhupada said that my spiritual master is pushing me.
Prabhupada sakė, kad mano dvasinis mokytas mane stumia.
I am pushing you.
O aš stumiu jūs.
And you should push others.
O jūs turite stumti kitus.
Push people to surrender to Krishna.
Stumkite žmonės atsiduoti Krishnai.
And pushing because we have so much work to do.
O stumimas tam reikalingas, kad mes turime tiek daug padaryti.
We have to spread Krishna consciousness all over the world.
Mes turime išplatinti Krishna sąmonę visame pasaulyje.
It's not a small job. We have a lot of work to do.
Mes turime daugybę darbų.
Prabhupada was always pushing.
Prabhupada visada stumė.
He said to double book distribution every year.
Dvigubinkite knygų platinimą kiekvienais metais.
Can you imagine, even if you distribute one book a year, then within 10 years, within 10, 15 years, it'll be like millions of books. If you always double it. So Prabhupada said, once the devotees were walking on morning walk with Prabhupada in Paris. And they were in the embassy area. So there are so many embassies. There were so many embassies there.
Yeah.
Embassy of America.
Yeah.
Embassy of America. You said that? Embassy of USSR. Not USSR. Well, at that time it was USSR. No, in Paris, though. Yeah. No, at that time, it's when Prabhupada was there. Then Embassy of Britain.
Ambassada Britannia. Britannia's ambassada.
You get the point? The devotees are walking with Prabhupada and they saw all the different embassies. So one devotee said to Prabhupada that Prabhupada in future, just like they have an embassy in every country has an embassy in every major city in the world. So in future we should also have our temples in every major city of the world. Prabhupada said, why? Why every major city in the world? Every house in the world. That when we are walking in the morning, we want to hear coming from every home, ding, 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 ding. So Prabhupada thought big. One thing he said, that all his sannyasis, they should open more centers than me. More centers. It was a big feast. It was a big feast today. All my sannyasis should open more centers than me. They should make more disciples than me. And they should write more books than me. He said, all my disciples, they should make another 10,000 disciples. So Prabhupada was pushing. Do big things. So our movement is a pushing movement. But it's also supposed to be a caring movement. We're trying to do many big things. So we have to push the devotees. If we don't push the devotees, they'll all go to sleep. Isn't it? Actually, I was just saying to Sanatana Dharmaprabhu today that I was just recently visiting one of our country ashrams. So everything there is very pleasant. There's lots of space. Lots of space and for all the devotees. And it's in the country, so they don't get many visitors. So it's all very pleasant. As I was saying, there's lots of space for the devotees. So they tend to be a little spaced out also. Everything's peaceful. Very peaceful. So in a center like this, there's not much space for the devotees. So actually, it's rather austere. But actually, these centers where it's quite austere, and they're in the city, they're usually more blissful, actually. Because there's no opportunity to space out. There's no space to space out. Even if you want to go to sleep, someone will trip over you. So it's a little tough, a lot of austerity. But at the same time, it's very blissful. So this is a pushing movement. There's a lot of pushing. The only thing is we have to be careful not to push the devotees out the door.
Ir mums reikia būti labai didiem, kad neišstumt atsidavus už durų.
It's a great art how to push devotees to surrender to Krishna.
Yra didelis menas, kaip pastumti atsidavus, kad jis atsiduotų Krishnai.
Without, to use another classic ISKCON term, frying them out.
O, kad reiškia, panaudojant klasikinį ISKCON terminą, kad jie neišskristų.
You've heard this word, fry them out.
Fry them out.
You didn't hear that. Anyway,
išmesti.
Burn them out, smoke them.
Išrūkyti juos, yeah.
So we have to, you see, there's different ways of pushing.
Taigi yra skirtingi būdai stumimo.
If you push,
perlenkti lazdą.
That means to make them feel frustrated.
Jo, padaryti juos, kad jie nusiviltų, nuvilti juos, apvilti.
So, it's a great art to do that.
Didelis menas tą padaryti.
That devotees, they also have to feel cared for. Devotees have to feel cared for, looked after.
Atsidavę visada turi būti rūpestingi vienas kitam, kitiem.
So actually it's all the devotees have to help all the other devotees.
Visi atsidavusieji turi padėti kitiems atsidavusiems.
You see, this is an example of pushing movement.
Tai yra
massaging movement.
Pavyzdys.
Now he'll tell him, go out and distribute at least 100 big books.
Aš sakau, eikite ir platinkite galiausiai 100 knygų.
So pushing with affection.
Stumimas yra tarsi malonė tokia.
Pushing must be there. Without pushing, we all simply space out.
Stumimas turi būti čia, be jo mes space out būsim.
You have no tilak on. Why don't you go and put tilak on? You look quite nice, but you look much nicer with tilak on. Push him out. Come back with tilak. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu used to send his students away. If they didn't have tilak, go away. Come back with tilak.
Išsiųsdavo savo mokinius atgal. Maukitės čia, ateikit atgal su tilaka.
So all the devotees have to help all the other devotees.
Visi atsidavusieji turi padėti kitiems atsidavusiems.
If you see a devotee looks a little morose,
jeigu jūs matot, kad atsidavęs truputį sutrikęs, nusiminęs,
then you have to, if you see he's morose, going on for one or two days, something, you have to see what's going on, what's the problem.
Jeigu jis kelias dienas vaikšto toks, jūs turit paklausti, prieit, kokia problema, kas nutiko.
Sometimes devotees just get something in their mind and they turn it over and over in their mind. And usually it's just something completely ridiculous.
O dažniausiai tai būna visiškai kvailas dalykas.
Once I was
kartą, kai aš buvau,
I was town president in our center in Dhaka in Bangladesh.
In Bangladesh, šventyklos prezidentu.
So we had very few devotees and we used to play a lecture cassette of different sannyasis, usually for the morning lecture.
Jie, reiškia, grodavo kasetės ryto metu.
So one morning,
lectures, ai.
So one morning I put on a cassette.
Jie uždėjo vieną kasetę ryto vieną.
And at the beginning of this lecture, the sannyasi just exploded.
Ir vienos lekcijos, reiškia, pradžioj sannyasis vienas tiesiog sprogo.
And started chastising the pujaris.
Ir pradėjo barti pujarius.
For something they'd done wrong.
Kad jie kažką blogai padarė.
Jai! Now you look much nicer. All right, next time put on tilak. So anyway, for the next, you see that the pujari in our temple was always very cooperative. But after that, whatever I said, he would always argue with me.
Ir kažbe pasakyčiau, jie kartais visada ginčinasi su manim.
So after 2-3 days I said, Prabhu, what's the problem?
Ir po kelių 2-3 dienų aš paklausiau, Prabhu, kokia problema?
You're always cooperating with me.
Jūs visai kooperavaisi su manimi.
Now whatever I say, if I say black, you say white.
O dabar ką aš pasakau juodą, tu sakai baltą.
What's the problem?
Kokia problema?
So he said, well, this is the problem, that's the problem, that's the problem.
Problema, kita problema, čia problema.
And then you put that cassette on, chastising the pujaris.
Ir kada tai uždėjai tą kasetę, kuri bara pujarius.
I said, Prabhu, I never listened to that cassette before. I just put it on. I didn't know it was...
He said, oh, really?
Oh, okay. And he was okay after
that.
He thought I'd put it on just to chastise him. So sometimes there can be some misunderstanding. And we just go on in our head. So if there's any misunderstanding,
jeigu yra koks nesusipratimas,
actually there will be misunderstandings.
Iš tikrųjų, tai ir bus dar tokių nesusipratimų.
It's best not to make a very big thing about it.
Bet nereikia daryti iš to didelio dalyko.
See, we're living together with so many devotees.
Ir, reiškia, mes gyvename su tiek daug atsidavusių kartu.
And someone will always say something the wrong way.
Kažkas visada ką nors pasakys netinkamu būdu.
Do something.
Arba darys ką nors.
You have to, if we're living in a group together, we have to tolerate so many things.
Mes turim daug dalykų toleruoti.
And see that everyone is here to serve Krishna.
Nes visi čia susirinko, kad tarnautų Krishna.
So they're all glorious.
Taigi mes visi šlovingi.
And not make a very big thing out of very small things.
Ir nedarykim iš to vežimo neskaldykim.
If there's some small little misunderstanding,
jeigu
we shouldn't make a big issue.
Nereikia daryti to didelio dalyko.
Or if there is something, some bad feeling, something like that.
Bloga kažkokia santykiai.
Then we can talk to the devotee.
Mes tiesiog paprasčiausiai pasikalbėti su devotee.
That Prabhu, we somehow, you know, we're not, there's some problem, what's the problem?
Yra kažkokia problema, tai kas ten per problema?
Very humbly approach.
Labai labai nuolankiai.
It's better not to accuse the devotee.
Ir niekada reikia užsipulti, kaltinti.
So does you think, well, this devotee is completely bogus, he's doing all
this.
If you accuse them, then they become upset.
Jie tiesiog nusivils paprasčiausiai.
But it's best just to ask them.
Yra tiesiog geriausia prieiti ir paklausti.
Because you don't know, they might have some, might have some reason
that
you weren't aware of
kurios jūs nežinot,
for behaving in the way they do.
Ir nežinot, dėl ko jie taip elgiasi.
All these, that means giving respect to Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, say, giving respect to others. Thinking ourselves the servant of the Vaishnavas. Even who is a leader in Krishna consciousness, who can be a leader
ir kas yra lyderis,
who thinks of themselves as the best servant,
ir tas galvoja,
as the servant of all the devotees.
Atsidavusio tarnas.
Actually, being a leader in many ways is difficult.
Ir daugeliu atveju būti lyderiu labai sunku.
Because you have to tell others what to do. That's your duty. But naturally, a Vaishnav, he doesn't like to tell others what to do. But he accepts that as a service. So all the other devotees, they also have to cooperate with that. But naturally, who is a leader, he will inspire devotees. If he himself has that mood of service, and always remembering that devotees, they aspire, that why they've come to this movement, they're aspiring for that, that affection which is not there in the material world. So Krishna is the reservoir of all loving dealings. He is the kindest person. So if devotees reflect that, then they will be worthy representatives of Krishna. Now that kindness doesn't mean some sentimental, simply smiling. That also means there may be chastisement also, if required. Although our general mode is not chastisement.
Bet bendra nuotaika, tai neturi būti barimas.
Rather, that saying is there in English that that example is better than precept.
Reiškia, pavyzdys yra geriau negu
pamokyti. That means it's better to set a good example rather than simply tell others, you should do this, you should do that.
Geriau rodyti pavyzdį pačiam, negu kad sakyti, tu turi tą daryti, tu turi tą daryti.
It's better to set a good example.
Geriau rodyti gerą pavyzdį.
And if you set a good example,
jeigu rodysi gerą pavyzdį,
then if a devotee has the respect of other devotees by his setting a good example,
ir jeigu atsidavęs gerbs kitą atsidavus ir rodydamas gerą pavyzdį,
then he just, in most cases, he'll just have to say a few words gently.
Ir jam tik tai daugeliu atveju reikės pasakyti keletą žodžių labai švelniai.
That Prabhu, I think you should just adjust a little bit like this your behavior. And devotees will respect that.
Ir atsidavusi gerbs jį.
It's not easy.
Tai nėra lengva.
We're in the material world.
Mes esame materialiame pasaulyje.
We're not in the spiritual world.
Mes nedvasiniame pasaulyje.
We've all come to Krishna consciousness with so many different material contaminations.
Mes atėjome į Krishna sąmonę su tiek daug materialių užterštumų.
But we all have to help each other to come to the pure position.
Mes turime padėti vienas kitam atėti dvasinį.
In Krishna consciousness, especially in ashram life, we're expected to maintain day after day a very high standard of surrender. Every day devotees are expected to rise early and engage in a full day service to Krishna. Practically, those who are in the ashram, they're expected to act on the level of pure devotees. Because in our ashrams, there are no other activities but service to Krishna. So it can be difficult, no doubt. So we can't expect everyone to come to the perfect stage immediately. So we all have to help each other come up. Just like Krishna here is saying, he is the father, he is the mother, he is the support of everyone, he is the grandfather. So we're talking about Krishna's mercy, Krishna's kindness, Krishna's love. So we should also think how to reflect that in our own lives. There's one nice incident about Srila
Prabhupada.
That one devotee was seeing how Prabhupada was dealing with all different kinds of people. And they all came to Prabhupada and whoever came to Prabhupada became happy. Of course, there were some rascals who Prabhupada would shout at, and the rascals would leave in an angry mood. But there weren't many people like that. But mostly, people became very happy when they came in the association of Prabhupada. Prabhupada was always happy because he's connected with Krishna, who is the supreme happy. So this devotee seeing all the people being made happy by Prabhupada said that, Prabhupada, everybody loves you. Prabhupada said, yes, because I love everybody. So it's a very good inspiration for all devotees to read this Prabhupada Lilamrita. Every time I read, I'm just seeing how Prabhupada is dealing with everybody. We can't imitate
Prabhupada.
But see how Prabhupada
But
just seeing how Prabhupada was so expert in dealing with everybody. When we say expert, we don't mean he was like a diplomat, although sometimes he could be diplomatic also. But Prabhupada had the art of touching people's hearts. So that's not something that we can legislate. But it is a quality to be aspired for. So that quality can be developed. When we have the quality of father and mother, as Krishna explains here. The father and mother, they always have the welfare of the child at heart. And they're constantly trying to direct them and instruct them. And at the same time, they're tolerant of their weaknesses. So this culture of caring, this we want to establish in our society. See, Prabhupada was pushing, that was one side of Prabhupada. And that side we have adopted very much in our society. That's easier for us to adopt. Because this idea of do something, get something done, we can dovetail that very easily with our mode of passion. But it's also required that we adopt the culture of caring that Prabhupada brought also. So that's something I thought about when I saw today's verse. That Krishna is the father and the mother of everybody. Hare Krishna. Are there any questions?
It happens so that sometimes while he's distributing books, he's just joking with people. He's just joking. He's not speaking about philosophy. He's simply joking with them. He's saying, it's good books, there are good books. Good person, you are a good man. And they say, okay, I'll take books. And
speaking in Russian?
Yeah.
I can understand he's speaking in Russian, but I don't understand Russian.
Суть в том, что иногда с людьми шутишь, ну даже глупые шутки, они берут деньги без проблем. А когда говоришь серьезную философию, что есть Бог, что надо...
Не берут.
Они становятся какими-то, ну, уже... Ну, не так реагируют. Сейчас ты сам чувствуешь.
Yeah, when he's joking with people, they simply take books. And when he becomes... when he says about philosophy, about soul, they... become very, yeah, they scare. They become cold.
Okay, we'll get there, yeah, so.
Why did they accept while he's joking, and why did they reject when he's talking about philosophy? Yeah.
Who in this world is interested in philosophy? If you tell people these are books of philosophy, just the very word philosophy, they'll immediately, dung, their mind will close up. So, you can represent the happiness of Krishna consciousness. Actually, professional salesmen say that you don't sell the product so much as you sell your own personality. So if the people see that you are happy, so they'll connect that with the product, that this is something that makes them happy. And actually it will. I remember when I was selling books in England, it was... This was many years ago. We used to talk all kinds of nonsense to people. Bhakti Chaitanya Maharaj is here. Sometimes I couldn't distribute. The way he dealt with people was so funny, I just couldn't stop laughing. He would show them the book. So, yes, you just take this book. You have a look at the pictures. You tell them what to do. Alright, this is a good book, isn't it? Alright, so put your hand in your pocket and take out your wallet. Now just open it. And you see that note, he would point to the big note. Give it to me. Yes, that one.
Yeah,
I go.
Wow.
I was laughing so much. All my gurus. Prabhu Vishnu Swami was one of my Sankirtan gurus. He was actually temple president for all the temples in England. But he spent 5 days a week on traveling Sankirtan. He left other devotees in charge and he would go out. So I was just going out new and I was running here and there. Take a book. I couldn't distribute any books. I was running around like a madman. So I saw then I saw Prabhu Vishnu, so I was just talking to people very calmly and peacefully. This is a very nice book, it's very good for you.
People
say yes. Very peacefully selling their books. So these are some of my Sankirtan gurus. Somehow or other we sold the books. Sometimes I'd be laughing so much, I just give the people a book, I can hardly say anything. But somehow they understood they were supposed to take the book and give some money. I don't know how it happened. We had so many interesting pastimes. And so many.
Style in that he distributes books joking.
Well.
In joking way.
Well, I think the purport of what I just said was.
Somehow
or other, get the books out. You don't have to. You shouldn't tell big lies. That's not. Sometimes what you say, well, we're feeding children in Africa or something. Which our devotees in Africa might be doing. But it's got nothing to do with the book. They were telling me one devotee in Moscow, Ambarish, famous devotee.
Ambarish.
I heard some stories of Ambarish.
I think he's
quite famous in Russia anyway. You've heard some stories of him? Ambarish, I think. How he's quite exceptional book distributor. They're telling me one story that he went into an office and all the people, they never saw anything, shaved head, tilak, dhoti. And they were all so surprised. So he said, he was telling them about our movement and everything. And he said, and actually our spaceship is just parked outside the office here. And all the people went to look to see this.
I remember
one devotee, he always used to say things like this. In England, I used to distribute with him. He used to say, this book does wonderful things in your life. The last person, he bought one, he's flying in the sky.
You see?
That's not everyone should distribute like that.
It
takes a certain style. But anyway, everyone has their own style. Have you ever seen Navin Nirada distribute books? I don't know what he says to the people, but it's just like he gives the book and within about 10 seconds they take out the money and give it to
him.
You get a whole pile of books. Which one do you want? Okay, take this one. He doesn't spend much time with the people, just a few seconds. And usually they take 3, 4, 5 books. So everyone according to their capacity.
Taigi kiekvienas dirba pagal savo galimybes.
Marathon poster 98.
Vis knygų, reiškia, platinimo maratonas vis tebevyksta.
So there are two posters actually.
Jau yra du posters. Kas tai posters? Du plakatai jau yra.
So on one of them there's three pictures from our Sankirtan in Gujarat.
Ir yra trys nuotraukos iš mūsų Sankirtanos Gujarate.
Showing people with sets of books.
Mes rodom visą, reiškia, rinkinį knygų žmonėm.
So it's also going on there. And I'm still doing book distribution one way or the other.
Aš vis, reiškia, dėbu platinu.
Yeah, all of India is favorable. Yeah, all of India. Oh, yeah. Well, you have to know how to do it. We distribute so many books in Bombay. Well, some devotees find it better in Bombay because there's a lot of money. There's a lot of money in Ahmedabad also. There's people that's more English speaking in Bombay. They're, both places are good. Everywhere, the whole of India is a tremendous field for preaching. 900 million people. How many people in Lithuania? 10 million? Not even that. 3.5. So, 900 million.
India 900.
And you know, now already since we said that, there's already another three people. It's always increasing. Every minute there's another 20 born. Something like that. Yeah, well, that also. Anyway, it's a big field. Huge field. Huge, huge field. Not only India, anywhere in the world.
Now,
the effect of Prabhupada's books is there. Anywhere you go, devotees preach, people will come, they'll become devotees, everything. I'm convinced anywhere in the world now. The preaching field is simply getting better and better and better. The more we preach, the better it becomes. People become more and more purified. Now we're having this congregational preaching and Namhata expanding. There was never any thought of that previously. Like I was, the first 2 years I was in the movement, I was distributing books in England and Ireland. And I can still remember the people who were interested in the books because there were so few of them. And people thought we were very strange. But now so many people in England, in Europe, in America, they love us, they respect our movement. They like it. They think it's something very good. And so many people becoming devotees in towns and villages all over the world. So there's a tremendous field for preaching. We can make hundreds and thousands of devotees, really. In India, it's very obvious. I just got a com message yesterday from one of my disciples who's preaching in
Gujarat.
He's concentrating on college preaching. And I also asked him to help on the other side of India where I'm also overseeing some preaching just like 2,000 kilometers away. He's also helping to oversee some college preaching on the other side of India. So he wrote that that we're doing 2-3 programs a day and we're engaging more of the devotees in college program because we don't have enough devotees for preaching.
The
preaching field is just exploding. The potential is there everywhere. Preach. Make devotees. I mean, it doesn't just happen. It's not just that you go out and you say, Chan Hare Krishna, and immediately people follow.
reiškia, kartu gali krikščionys žmonės.
Preaching is a great thing to convince people.
Preaching, pamokslavimas yra didelis dalykas, kad įtikintų žmonės.
You have to give time, you have to preach them.
Laiką, turi jam
pamokslauti. You have to give them books, you have to give them prasadam. And many people will start to come and then they think, I don't want to come, and they go away again. Sometimes people come all the way in and get initiated, and even then they go away. So you have to be very patient. But if we go on carefully, especially in a small country like this, you have to be very careful how you deal with people, isn't it? Because you don't have a very big population. And whatever you do will be seen. And it's the nature of Kali Yuga that people tend to see faults more. So you have to be very careful when you're doing book distribution or when you're dealing with the public.
Ir kaip elgiamės su reiškia, publika visuomenė.
But if you do it carefully, then gradually people will come to understand what an important message we have. And more and more people will take up Krishna consciousness. I'm sure that if you just go on, gradually you'll see within 5 years, 10 years, if you keep on working, that more and more and more people will come to Krishna consciousness. So try to develop this congregational preaching especially. Because we can't fit everyone in the temples. Managing a temple is... And managing a temple, it's a big job. It's a big burden, actually, in many ways. Burden of love, but a burden nevertheless. The congregational preaching means that not everyone can live in the temples, but they organize their own lives, their maintenance, everything themselves. But they're also devotees. They also preach. That we will find now in so many places all over the world, in some remote village, there are some devotees. And they make their friends devotees.
Ir jie padaro savo draugus atsidavusiais.
Maybe even their cat and dog, they give them prasadam. If anyone becomes a devotee, all living entities in relation with them become benefited. So it's anandam buddhi vardhanam. It's an increasing ocean of nectar. Just recently I was traveling in Russia, south of Moscow. So, 2 years ago, I went from a town called Tambov. Maybe you heard of that. Tambov, southeast of Moscow. About 600 kilometers. So, 2 years ago, I was going from Tambov to Samara. So there's no direct train line. So I went, we drove about 1 hour to a small town called
Morshansk.
And took the train from there to overnight train to Samara. So this time I was coming from Samara to Tambov the other way. And the regional secretary, Yagya Priya Prabhu, was arranging. He said that, well, now we have some devotees in Morshansk. It's a small town of 80,000. So I stopped there in the morning and did a little program. What had happened was that one man was in prison on some narcoticum offense. So, but when he was in prison, someone had a Bhagavad Gita, as it is. So he gave his gold watch in exchange for that Bhagavad Gita and read it and started chanting Hare Krishna. And when he came out of prison, he went on chanting Hare Krishna. And he started convincing other people to chant Hare Krishna. So when I went there this time, I was very happy because there's another town where Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's mission has reached.
Ir aš buvau baisiai laimingas, nes tai buvo kitas miestas, kurį pasiekė Chaitanyos žinia.
There are so many cases. I was in Tatarstan.
Yra buvo daug atvejų, tai buvo vienas iš jų
Naberezhny Chelny, one town.
Naberezhny Chelny.
Okay. And one lady came, middle-aged housewife.
Ir maždaug tokio vidutinio amžiaus, reiškia, šeimininkė moteris.
And she told me what had happened.
Ir ji sakė man,
that somehow or other she got one book called Life Comes from Life.
Ir kažkaip tai jos rankas pateko knyga Gyvenimas iš gyvenimo.
She's from a small town called Chistopol.
Jinai iš mažo miestelio vadinamo Chistopol.
On the sacred river Volga, maybe not sacred.
Ant šventos upės Volga kranto, gal ne šventa.
I guess our devotees swam in it, so now
became sacred.
Anyway, she read that book.
Ji skaitė tą knygą.
Now just what you might call an ordinary Russian housewife.
Ją gali palaikyti, eilinė, reiškia, šeimininkė.
So when she read that book, she knew, I've got to change my life.
Ir kai ne perskaitė, sako, aš pakeičiau savo
gyvenimą. So she saw the address, Moscow.
Ji pamatė Maskvoje adresą.
So she went to the temple in Moscow.
Ji nulėkė į šventyklą Maskvoje.
And she found out everything about what to do, chanting Hare Krishna.
Kaip kartoti Hare Krishna.
And she's chanting Hare Krishna.
Ir ji kartoja Hare Krishna.
And I think there's one other person in the town who's chanting.
Ir aš manau, kad jau jinai yra vienas asmuo.
But like this, it's spreading gradually.
Bet tai plis palaipsniui.
You don't know who's going to become a devotee.
Nieks nežino, kas gali tapti atsidavus.
Anyone. Can they, even old babushkas.
Netgi babushkas.
So many of them chanting Hare Krishna.
Kiek daug iš jų kartoja Hare Krishna.
In Naberezhny Chelny also I saw something very, very nice.
Ir tam miestuky aš mačiau labai, labai puikių dalykų.
You know, we had the program and we're in the hall and we're all chanting and dancing. And at the back there were two of these old
babushkas.
With their saris, they're also dancing. Oh, I'd like to have a photo.
Aš sako, fotografavau.
If I had a photo, I'd send it back to Godhead magazine.
Aš jeigu turėčiau foto, tai aš nusiųsiu į Godhead.
Very beautiful picture.
Labai graži nuotrauka, man baisiai patinka.
So this is the ecstasy for the devotees.
Tai yra ekstazė atsidavusiam.
You've heard about the bees.
Ar jūs girdėjot apie
bees?
Bites, jo.
They go from one flower to another.
Jos skrenda nuo vienos gėlės prie kitos.
And they collect a little nectar.
Ir jos renka po trupučiuką nektaro.
So sannyasis in Krishna consciousness.
Taigi jie sannyasis, jos sannyasis Krishna sąmonėje.
We go from town to town and village to village.
Jos eina iš miesto į miestą, kaimo į kaimą.
And we see everyone chanting Hare Krishna.
Ir jos visos mato visus kartuojančius Hare Krishna.
And I'm sure you all have your problems.
Ir aš parodysiu jums visas problemas.
But at least, what do I see? I see you are chanting Hare Krishna.
Aš galiausiai matau, jūs kartuojat Hare Krishna.
So there may be so many, this problem, that problem,
other problem. Gali būti daug problemų, ta problema, ta problema.
But you're chanting Hare Krishna.
Bet visgi jūs kartuojat Hare Krishna.
And that's nectar.
Ir tai nektaras.
And I'm simply collecting nectar wherever I go.
Renku tą nektarą.
Seeing so many devotees happy chanting.
Matydamas tiek daug atsidavusių laimingų kartuojančių.
Prabhupada in London once a newspaper reporter asked him.
Vienas laikraščio reporteris paklausė Prabhupados.
That in your old age, why are you traveling around like this?
Jūs tokiam senyvam amžiui, kaip jūs čia keliaujat?
Prabhupada said, when I see that so many young boys and girls.
Ir Prabhupadas sakė, aš pamatau tiek daug jaunų vaikinų ir merginų.
They were hopeless.
Ir kurie tokie beviltiški.
And now they are happy.
O dabar yra laimingi.
That I get so much inspiration.
Tai aš gaunu tiek daug inspiracijos.
Once also, maybe you've seen on this video.
Jūs galite pamatyti video.
They were interviewing Prabhupada.
Kur reiškia rodo Prabhupada.
In the airport at Dallas.
Dallas, kaip tam lėktuvų, kur? Aerouoste.
So they were asking about.
Ir jie klausė.
About Prabhupada's disciples.
Apie Prabhupados mokinius.
Prabhupada said, yes, they're following all these principles.
Ir jis sako, taip, jie seka visais šitais principais.
They're very clean, they're very pure.
Labai švarūs, labai tyri.
They are not hippies.
Jie net hippie.
So they asked, what would you define by a hippie?
O jie paklausė, o ką jūs apibrėžėte kaip hippie?
Prabhupada said, that you can say better than me.
Jis sako, jūs patys galite atsakyti.
Something extraordinary.
Kažkas tokio, ekstravagantiško.
Prabhupada said, Prabhupada said, we are changing the hippies to happies.
Mes, reiškia, pakeičiame hipius į laimingus, į happies, happy, angliškai laimingas.
So Krishna consciousness is very happy life.
Taigi Krishna sąmonė yra labai laimingas gyvenimas.
Chant Hare Krishna and be happy.
Kartokit Hare Krishna ir būkite laimingi.
All devotees will say.
Visi atsidavusiai.
Sometimes we see that devotees they think it's too much, I can't take it anymore.
Kartais mes matom atsidavusiai sako, nu jau daug, čia jau per daug, aš nebegaliu daugiau.
I have to make some adjustment in my life.
Aš jau reiškia padariau, pasirinkau savo gyvenimą.
And they may go away from
ir jie gali pasitraukti iš Krishna sąmonės.
But then they'll always say, actually that was the best time of my life.
Bet iš tikrųjų jie prisimena tai kaip geriausias savo gyvenimo.
At the time they're thinking it's too much.
Ir tuo metu jie labai daug galvoja.
All this getting up early in the morning.
Visada, reiškia, anksčiau keldavausi anksti.
And I had to sleep in a tiny room with 20 other people.
Miegodavau, reiškia, ankštam kambary su 20 žmonių.
And 13 of them are always snoring at night.
Visi knarkdavo naktį.
I'm trying to go to sleep at 10 o'clock and someone comes in shouting, Haribol, Haribol. It's too much. I have to get in the mode of goodness. I have to get out of this situation. When you may get out, you may be peaceful, but not blissful.
Jūs galite būti pastraukti, galite, reiškia, išeiti, bet jūs nebūsit palaimingi.
So whatever the difficulties, we're not saying there aren't difficulties.
Taigi, kokie bebūtų sunkumai, jie vis tiek yra.
But it's really worth tolerating it.
Bet mes toleruojam.
It's really worth tolerating all the difficulties.
Mes turim toleruoti visus sunkumus.
Just to get the nectar.
Kad gautume nektarą.
Of living in the association of devotees.
Gyvendant asociacijai su atsidavusiais.
Chanting Hare Krishna.
Kartot Hare Krishna.
Taking prasadam.
Priimt prasadam.
Did you all enjoy the feast today?
Ar jums visiem patiko feastas šiandien?
Did you ever have any food like that before you joined this movement?
Ar jūs kada nors valgėte tokį maistą prieš ateidami į šitą judėjimą?
Had you ever imagined any such food could exist?
Ar jūs galvojot, kad toks maistas egzistuoja aplamai?
Actually, when I first came to the temple in England, I was already a vegetarian.
Kai aš atėjau į, reiškia, Anglijos šventyklą, aš jau buvau vegetaras.
So I, you know, I used to eat salad and bread and things like that. So one devotee was standing outside the temple room door with the plate of Mahaprasad, giving everyone a little Mahaprasad. And he gave me a little. And it was a caramel sweet. He gave me this much. I never tasted anything like that before. I didn't know, I just put my hand and took
some.
There's another. See, so many devotees, especially in the early days of our movement, it used to be extremely austere. I remember hearing in Boston in the late 1960s that they lived in a very bad area. I don't know if you can even imagine it living in this country. I think people in this country are quite sober.
Kaip čia sobe.
It means quite well behaved.
Toks, nu, pakankamai gerai elgesi.
But in the western countries often the people are really violent.
Bet, reiškia, vakaruose žmonės truputį laukiniai.
One devotee was telling me they had this World Cup football and it was just like a world war.
Ir jie, reiškia, žiūrėjo tokį laukinį futbolą, tai tarsi buvo laukinis karas kažkoks.
They were having street fights and everything.
Gatvių karai.
Serious fighting.
Rimti karai.
So anyway, they were in one area, so where the rent was very cheap.
Kur nuoma buvo labai pigi.
Because no one wanted to live there.
Nes niekas ten nenorėjo gyventi.
Because it was full of very low-class, violent people.
Pilna tokio žemos klasės laukinių žmonių.
So every time they used to throw bricks and break the window.
And they
didn't bother to put the glass back in because again they were breaking.
Kad jie, reiškia, įstatyt langą, nes vėl mes.
I remember a few years ago I was in Liverpool.
Ir aš gyvenau Liverpoolyje prieš porą metų.
Driving one area and I saw that in all the windows. There were no windows. It was just, corrugated iron sheets. So I asked, why is that? He said, well, they don't keep windows because as soon as you put glass, within half an hour someone will throw a brick and break it. So they just have corrugated iron sheets and they keep the light on all the time. So anyway, our devotees, they were living in a building with all the windows open in the winter. And they would wake up and in the morning and there would be snow up against their sleeping
bag.
So when I joined the temple in England, it was like that also. We had this big building donated by George Harrison. There was no money to heat it. So in the middle of winter, devotees all walking around inside with big coats on, gloves. During the arati, they'd bring the flame around and everyone would put their hand trying to get their hands warm. So it's like that in most of our temples in the early days. So the prasad usually is very austere. When I joined, then we had cows, so we had milk. So every morning we'd have this semolina with milk. And at midday we'd have khichdi and potato and cabbage
substitutes
every day. But the feasts were pretty good. Once a week, the devotees. They'd be very seriously eating. Once I used to see all the devotees, they would just eat so much. Then in our temple in central London, we had a temple, it was 5 stories high. 5 stories high. So after the feast, the brahmachari room, there were about 60, 70 brahmacharis. The one room was a little, about one third the size of this room. And there was a roof also, but it was pretty cold. So anyway, after eating these huge feasts, the devotees would stagger up 5 stories. They'd collapse one on top of each other. And you'd hear these noises, these groaning sounds.
Oh.
So I asked the temple president that every Sunday our devotees, they just completely they eat more. They eat more than an average person eats in a month every week. They'd have these plates and they're completely filled up.
And
they'd sit there very seriously. And when they'd finished, they'd stagger up and they'd fill up their plate again. And they'd go on like this until there was nothing left. There's these huge pots. And they're cleaning the pots out at the end and everyone would be absolutely full. So I asked the temple president that why did Prabhupada have these feasts? Because you're not supposed to eat too much. He said,
Prabhu,
if we didn't have these feasts, we'd all bloop. See, sometimes devotees used to think that, you know, every day I'm just getting this khichdi and it's so cold and, you know, it's just too much. You know, I like Krishna. I like Krishna conscious, but this is just too much. Now, I'm going to bloop. So they'd be walking out the door and a devotee would see him and say, Prabhu, where are you going? I'm blooping. Look, you know, it's only 3 days to the Sunday feast. Why don't you wait till...
tris dienos, kai pasibaigė, reiškia, sekmadieninės fiksas.
Think of all those pakoras.
Aš negaliu pagalvoti apie tas pakoras,
puris,
tos puris.
And sabji with ghee.
Sabji su ghee.
And halava.
Halva.
All right.
All right. Halva,
when
okay.
You say the word halava,
kai pasakė žodį halva.
Okay.
Okay.
I'm blooping after the Sunday feast.
Aš tada sproksiu jau po Sunday feast.
So after the...
Krisiu jo, nusproksiu.
So when they take the next feast, they're thinking that, you know, this is my last Sunday feast.
Ir aš galvodavau, nu viskas, tai paskutinis mano sekmadieninis.
I've got to eat as much as I can.
Aš nebegaliu daugiau valgyti.
So instead of eating as much as a normal man would eat in 1 month, they'd eat as much as a normal man could eat in 2 months.
Ir reiškia, suvalgydavo tiek, kiek vienas žmogus suvalgydavo per 2 mėnesius, ir iškart surydavo.
And when they're taking, they're thinking, well, you know, Krishna consciousness is not so bad after all.
Krishna sąmonė, be kita ko, nėra toks blogas dalykas.
And by the time they're finished,
ir kai jie pabaigdavo,
they can't move for 3 or 4 days anyway.
3-4 dienas iš jis pajudėti negalėdavo.
And then by the time they're thinking, well, maybe I should leave, then the devotee says, well, it's only 3 days for Sunday feast.
Jie pagalvodavo, galbūt aš jau išeisiu, bet jiems primindavo, po 3-4 dienų vėl bus tas pats.
One devotee,
vienas atsidavęs,
he joined our movement in Germany. This is about
prie mūsų Vokietijoje.
Almost 30 years ago now.
Tai buvo prieš 30 metų, ko gero.
Actually, he's one of the gurus in our movement.
Jis dabar vienas iš mokytojų mūsų judėjime.
So, he used to join, he joined and... After every few weeks, he would vanish for a few days.
Dingo,
he would just go.
Išėjo,
he was doing his service. He would just leave the temple.
Ir išėdavo iš šventyklos.
And nowhere knew where he went.
Ir nieks nežinodavo, kur jisai.
But after 3 or 4 days, he would come back and he would go on with his
service.
And whenever anyone asked where he go, he said, well, I just went away. He would never tell anyone where he went.
Ir jis niekad nepasakydavo, kur jisai dingsta.
So this went on for some time.
Tai tęsėsi kurį laiką.
Then gradually...
Ir palaipsniui.
He vanished less and less.
Ir vis rečiau ir rečiau prapuldavo.
And then he stopped going away and he would just stay.
Nustojo, išeidavęs, jis jau liko.
So after 2 or 3 years, his parents came to visit the temple.
Ir po 2-3 metų jo tėvai atvyko į šventyklą.
And they said, yes, we're very happy our son's a devotee.
Ir jie pasakė, taip, mes baisiai laimingi, mūsų sūnus atsidavęs.
Before he was wild, but now he seems very happy.
Jis prieš tai buvo baisiai laukinis, bet dabar jis atrodo laimingas.
He's leading a very good life.
Jis gyvena labai puikų gyvenimą.
There's one thing we could never understand.
Ir vienas dalykas, kurio mes niekad negalėjom suprasti.
When he first joined,
kada jis pirmą kartą prisijungė,
every few weeks he would come home.
Kiekvienas 2 savaites jis vykdavo namo.
And he would go in the kitchen and look for the biggest pot.
Ir jis eidavo į virtuvę ir ieškodavo ten didžiausio puodo.
And he would get this semolina.
Ir jis paimdavo manus.
And this butter.
Ir sviestą.
And this sugar.
Ir cukrų.
And he would cook this big
pot. Ir jis virdavo tam dideliam puode.
And then he would say some prayers in Sanskrit.
Paskui jis sakydavo tam tikras maldas sanskritu.
And then he would eat it all.
Ir jis viską suvalgydavo.
And then he went to sleep for 2 or 3 days.
Ir jis eidavo miegoti 2-3 dienas.
And then he went back again.
Ir jis vėl grįždavo.
You could never understand it.
Ir mes niekad nesupratom, niekad nesupratom.
So the conclusion is, if you want to keep your devotees,
taigi išvada yra, jeigu jūs norit išlaikyti atsidavusius,
feed them halava.
Maitinkite juos halva.
Make sure they have plenty of halava.
Darykit didelius kiekius halvos.
What is the solution to all your problems?
Koks yra visų problemų sprendimas?
Temple president, are you listening?
Šventyklos prezidente, ar jūs klausote?
What is the answer? So many devotees are coming with so many problems.
Tiek atsidavusių ateina su tiek daug problemų.
So when they come with problems, you should say, gulabjamans are also
kada
very good.
Kada jie ateina su problema, gulabjamanas geriausias.
Do you have any problem, Prabhu?
Ar tu turi problemą, Prabhu?
Yeah, take this gulabjaman.
Turiu problemą, davai jim gulabjamaną.
Of course, you might find the devotees get more and more problems.
Ir ko gero, jūs pamatysit, kad atsidavusiam kyla vis daugiau ir daugiau problemų.
But actually there are no real problems.
Bet iš tikrųjų nėra tikrų
problemų. Prabhupada used to say, what is the problem?
Prabhupada sakydavo,
what is the difficulty? There's no difficulty.
Kokia sunkumai, kokia problema? Nėra.
There's no difficulty so great that a few gulabjamans can't solve it.
Nėra didesnių sunkumų, negu suvalgyti 2 gulabjamans.
So chant Hare Krishna.
Kartokit Hare Krishna.
Take prasad.
Paimkit prasadam
and be happy.
Ir būkit laimingi.
Hare Krishna.
Hare Krishna.
Any problem? He's going to give a problem.
Sako dabar jis problemą turi.
Vaistai kur labdžiamams.
Čia kur gurabdžiamūnai.
I'm not going to tell you. There's so many stories.
Yra daug istorijų visokių.
So many stories, devotees absolutely spaced out.
Kartais yra istorijos, kurie apie atsidavus, kurie visai spaced out.
Actually, in those days, most of the devotees who joined our movement, they were
dauguma iš atsidavusių, kurie prisijungė,
formally drugged out to the max.
Jie buvo narkomanai faktiškai.
So we got so many crazy types joining.
Mes turėjom daug tokių prisijungusių, kvailių.
That was considered. Actually, many devotees, they liked, they were reading our books and they used to read about Narad Muni dancing naked and all.
Jie skaitydavo reiškia knygas apie Narad Muni, kuris šokdavo nuogas.
How devotees are in nectar devotion, there are so many descriptions of devotees becoming insane in Krishna consciousness, and they were attracted to that because.
Jie reiškia skaitydavo kaip atsidavimo nektare atsidavo.
So many of our devotees were insane.
Ir tik keli būdavo nekalti ir atsidavę.
But anyway, by Krishna consciousness that.
Bet dėka Krishna sąmonės.
I hope. Some of us have become somewhat sane.
Kad kiekvienas toks.
You can't imagine, Prabhupada, he came to bring the most important religious movement in history.
Prabhupada atėjo į pačius svarbiausius kaimus.
And he was working with, I mean, people that were, they were rejected by human society.
Žmonėm, kurie atstumė.
That they're just actually useless people.
Jie tiesiog beverčiai, netikė žmonės.
They didn't like to do any work.
Jie nenorėdavo jokio darbo dirbti.
And they were just interested in taking intoxication and having sex.
Visa kas buvo, tai jiem intoksikacijos.
And Prabhupada made them the leaders of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's movement.
Chaitanya Mahaprabhu misijos.
So who can imagine?
Kas galėjo įsivaizduoti?
What miracles Prabhupada has done.
Kokius stebuklus Prabhupada padarė.
What was his program? Chant Hare Krishna,
ir šita programa,
take prasad, study these books, same program, very simple program.
Labai paprasta programa.
So these basic activities, they
yra pagrindinė veikla šita.
These are the, remain always the basic activities of our movement.
Tai turi pasilikti pagrindinė veikla mūsų šito judėjimo.
Chanting, dancing,
kartojimas, šokimas,
prasadam, book distribution,
knygų platinimas.
These are our basic activities.
Tai yra pagrindinė veikla.
Sometimes we have very extravagant ideas.
Kartais mes turim labai ekstravagantiškų idėjų.
Or very sophisticated ideas.
Arba sofistinių idėjų.
But the best preaching is.
Bet geriausias preachingas yra.
Always chanting Hare Krishna.
Kartokit Hare Krishna.
Distributing books, distributing prasadam.
Platinkite knygas, platinkite prasadam.
And other programs may be there.
O ir kitos programos gali būti.
This is the basis always. I was talking about that college preaching in India. I was just mentioning about that. So you might think that we have to go in with so much complex philosophy. So naturally the students like some philosophical approach. You know, the main thing they like is kirtan and prasadam. Because they're frustrated. So when they want some nectar in their lives. And they'll have so many philosophical this question, that question, that question. But the thing which really gets through to them is kirtan and prasadam. So people, their lives are dry, dull, boring, frustrated.
The
devotees, they're distributing drops of
nectar.
So this will be attract people.
Tai turi būti, tai yra patraukianti nuotaika.
Everyone's looking for nectar.
Kiekvienas ieško nektaro.
Everyone's looking for happiness.
Kiekvienas ieško laimės.
There's no happiness in the material world.
Ir materialiame pasaulyje nėra laimės.
The only happiness is Krishna consciousness.